Wednesday News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Heavy rain and mud has put a damper on the Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert. At least 70,000 people are asked to stay put. One of those is attendee Dawn Looney, who told CNN she's staying positive.
We are working it out, and some people are, you know, a little upset that we are on no driving, but it's in everybody's best interest to shelter in place and not have a bigger environmental impact on the ground.
The northwest portion of Nevada saw 2 to 3 months' worth of rain in a 24-hour span. One person's death at the festival is being investigated. While rockers Aerosmith are from Boston, frontman Steven Tyler has a home in Maui. Near the end of the band's opening night of their farewell tour in Philadelphia, Tyler on Saturday night urged the crowd to return to Maui, the island that was devastated by wildfires last month. Tyler told the audience, quote, "It's a place to go and do, you know, the love thing. It's still open. It's still happening." Tributes are pouring in for Jimmy Buffett, who died Friday night at 76. The legendary singer-songwriter was suffering from Merkel cell skin cancer for 4 years. His website was updated with that information on Sunday. Paul McCartney took to X, formerly Twitter, saying Buffett was, quote, "one of the nicest and most generous people." Former New Mexico governor and U.N. ambassador Bill Richardson died over the weekend at the age of 75. Jonathan Franks got to know him, as he also works at bringing home Americans wrongfully detained.
He is a mentor of mine. He taught me a lot of what I know about the hostage business. And part of his magic was he was relentless, and he was willing to talk to anyone if it would bring an American home.
This is USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. That's 800-738-0170.
See if any of these are among your family's top destinations.
According to the travel accommodations app, if you're headed to California, Disneyland and Lake Tahoe top the list. But if Florida's more your style, then Disney World is the clear leader in the Sunshine State. A relatively new place of interest, Granby, Colorado, beat out places like Telluride and Vail. Airbnb is reporting a 10% increase in family getaways since 2022. And if you go to the Airbnb website, you can check out an interactive map of the top destinations across the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
Denzel Washington's The Equalizer 3 soared to number one at the box office with a projected $41 million in its debut weekend. It's expected to become the second best opening for a Labor Day weekend. Barbie is second, and it's also the top grossing film of the year globally. Offshore property using wind energy didn't get much interest in the Gulf Coast.
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management wrapped up auctions this week for three lease areas off the Gulf Coast of Louisiana and Texas. Only one of those sites attracted any interest at all, and only two bids came in for that lease site. Inflation, supply chain issues, sudden calm winds, and hurricane threats in the Gulf all combined to lessen investor interest. Still, the single off-sea wind farm bid is expected to power over 430,000 U.S. homes and create hundreds of jobs. I'm Ryan Daniels.
I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.